United States President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State has suggested a U.S. policy that could create serious disagreement with China. Rex Tillerson said China should be barred from the islands it has built in the South China Sea. Tillerson is former chairman of the oil company ExxonMobil. He spoke to the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Wednesday during his confirmation hearing.
China's island building in the South China Sea is an illegal taking of disputed areas without regard for international norms.
Tillerson told the committee that China's island building and its efforts to place military equipment on those islands was similar to Russia's taking Crimea from Ukraine. He added, "We're going to have to send China a clear signal that first, the island building stops. And second, your access to those islands also is not going to be permitted." China claims most of the waters of the South China Sea. Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam also have claims. So does the government in Taiwan. The South China Sea is considered to be rich in natural resources, including oil. It is also an important shipping passage, with an estimated $5 trillion in trade passing through its waters. At the hearing, Tillerson restated U.S. defense guarantees to Taiwan, but he said he knew of no plan to change the government's One China policy. In Beijing Thursday, reporters repeatedly asked a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman about Tillerson's comments. Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said he could not make any suppositions about what Tillerson meant. He said he would not answer theoretical questions. However, he did say that China's right to carry out what he called normal activities in its sovereign territory in the South China Sea is indisputable. "We hope the countries outside the region can respect this consensus that is in line with the common interests of regional countries and the world," Liu said. He added that the situation in the South China Sea has calmed down and that relations with the U.S. are based on non-conflict and what he called win-win cooperation. Ankit Panda is with the publication The Diplomat. He told VOA reporter Victor Beatty that Tillerson's comments are a sharp change from past U.S. policy. He said some people have expressed opinions about changing U.S. policy in the area.
Even some commentators and senators, in particular Marco Rubio, who are more hawkish on the issue of the South China Sea, have proposed departures from U.S. policy, including specifically not recognizing Chinese sovereignty, but recognizing the sovereignty of other states.
But, Panda says, the nominee's proposal goes beyond that.
Tillerson's idea, however, goes a lot further here. I think there is a real possibility that this could be, if implemented, a spark to a broader skirmish with the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy.
During his presidency, Barack Obama increased U.S. military's presence in East Asia as part of his pivot to Asia. President-elect Trump has called for an increased naval presence in the area. I'm Dorothy Gundy.